اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in Practical Tajweed Rules held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really, really welcome you all, and also our brothers here, Brother Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Fawad Haider. So without wasting the time, today we'll talk about Ayah 121 and the next Ayah 122 in Surah Ali Imran on page 65.
So and 66.
And page 66. Yeah, on the top of page 66. So, everybody, let's once listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idh ghadawta min ahlika tubawwi'ul mu'minina maq'ida lil qital. Wallahu samii'un 'aliim. Idh hammat ta'ifatan minkum an tafshala wallahu وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
That was nice recitation. Alhamdulillah. So don't worry, okay? You will be reciting the same, inshallah. Even you might recite better, okay? Practice. And brothers and sisters, stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. We'll practice the recitation at the end, okay? After mentioning the important tajweed rules. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty, in Ayah 121 in Surah Ali Imran says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. In the next Ayah, إِذْ هَمَّتْ طائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. So I will mention some important points, okay? In these two verses, ayatain, then inshallah we'll move on to the tajweed rules. First, listen to the translation. وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. O Prophet, when you left your family at dawn, early in the morning, to bawwi'ul mu'minin, to settle the faithful in their positions for battle, okay, lil maqa'ida lil qital, to deploy them on their certain positions. It talks about the battle of Uhud after the battle of Badr, okay, the battle of Uhud, where unfortunately the Muslims were defeated because of like some Muslims, okay, when Prophet ﷺ deployed them, okay, had given them instructions, settled them on certain positions, okay, some of them on the top of mountains, they have to,
arrows.
Archers. So Prophet ﷺ had settled some archers, okay, on the mountain, okay, and told them never back down, never go for what? For the money, for their, for example, swords, the enemies, okay, stay there. Okay, firm, okay, you have to protect all the Muslims down the mountain, okay? But unfortunately, they left their position and yeah, the Muslims were defeated, okay? And Prophet ﷺ had warned them early. So Allah says, وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ When you left your family at dawn to settle the faithful in their positions for battle, Wallahu sami'un alim, and Allah is all hearing, all knowing. And in the next ayah, when إِذْ هَمَّ الطَّائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ, when two groups among you were about to lose courage, to lose their confidence. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيهُمَا, though Allah is their guardian, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and in Allah let all the faithful put their trust. So, some messages from these two verses. First, we all have to listen to our prophet, to the leader. The victory, okay, the victory can come to you when you listen to your leader, when you follow your leader, all right? If Muslim community, if they listened at that time in Battle of Uhud, in the Battle of Badr, okay, they listened to the prophet, they won the fight, okay, the battle, okay, they were victorious, okay, they defeated their enemies. In the Battle of Uhud, unfortunately, they didn't listen. For money, for wealth, these things, they ran away, okay? They left their positions, so they were defeated, okay? So in all areas of life, if you follow the instructions of somebody who is older than you, somebody who is more knowledgeable than you, not even your leader, okay? Somebody who is more knowledgeable than you, your parents, your friends, your teachers. Sometimes they give you instructions about many things, your studies, your timetable management, about your the energy that you have nowadays, okay, you're so active. So about any instructions they give you, okay, do not think like they don't want you to have your fun. Okay, they want you. But they are older than you. They have experienced. Okay, they were the same age as you, okay? They have experienced what you have done, what you are going to do, okay? They have experienced all these things. First and foremost, I tell myself, okay? So then to you. So we have to listen to the instructions. If we want to get good results, listen to the instructions. Your leaders, if your leader says do this, you should do that. If Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says do this, we have to do that. Okay? In the early Islam, when Prophet was coming back from a battle, okay, in near Mecca or Medina, they were okay. So Prophet said that break your fasts, okay, to the Muslims. Prophet himself broke his fast, okay, because they were on a trip, okay, and told the Muslims, okay, break your fast. But some Muslims did not break their fast. They said, no, we'll not break our fasts. We should fast. They didn't listen to the Prophet, okay? So we should listen to the Prophet, to the leader, to the Imam. That's the first message we can understand from this. Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah knows. Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Even if you don't listen, Allah knows this. Okay, and yeah, in the next ayah there is one more message. إِذْ هَمَّ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ. Sometimes, maybe nowadays as well, we are in a battle with our enemies. So maybe a lot of Muslims will back down. Okay, will lose their courage. They say, "Oh God, we cannot fight the enemies. They are so strong." Right? What should we do? Give them courage. Encourage them. Give them energy. That's it. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. We all have to put our trust in Allah Almighty, okay? Relying on God.
هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ يُوَحِّدُنَا لِطَرِيقِ الْخَيْرِ يُوَجِّهُنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْزَلَهُ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ مُعَلِّمُنَا. هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So inshallah, for more messages, explanations, I'm sure you have to refer to the tafsir books and you will find inshallah a lot of things, okay? That's it from these two verses. Now we'll mention the tajweed rules, then inshallah move on to the recitation. وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. Hussein, what do you think? The pronunciation of the letters? Huh? Which letters are important?
Yes. ذَال and غَيْن.
غَيْن, وَاوَ as well.
Yeah.
إِي, حَمْزَ as well.
حَمْزَ.
مِنْ أَهْلِكَ.
هَا, حَمْزَ.
Soft one. Good. تُبَوِّئُ.
Again, حَمْزَ.
حَمْزَ. الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
Again, حَمْزَ.
مَقَاعِدَ.
عين قاف.
Good job. Fawad, continue. للقتال والله
قاف اللام.
Good job. والله ها ها. These are important. سميع عين عين عليم. Again عين. In the next layer. إذ همت ها and that. Good job. حسن. طائفتان. طا. Good job. منكم أن تفشلا والله علي ناصر والله وليهما. The letter ها, right?
Yeah, ها.
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون عين ها and همزة. So these are in terms of letters, okay? Pronounce them correctly. Pay attention. Now, وإذ غا, غا has a heavy sound. This is an important point. وإذ غدوت نو. وإذ غا غدوت من أهلك. نون ساكن plus همزة. إظهار. Clearly read the نون. No changes. من أهلك. تبوئ ال. You see that يا تبوئ يا.
Yes.
So يا is just the base for همزة. So you don't have to read it. You تبوئ ال. يول. Okay. تبوئ يول. It's difficult. Yes. So it's not تبوئ يول. تبوئ ال. يا is just the base.
Yes.
As we said, همزة comes with alif on the top of alif, on the top, on the bottom of alif, on the top of ya, on the top of waw. So these letters are just bases for hamza. We have to pronounce the hamza. Mu'minina. Look, mu'minina. Waw on the top of waw, you have hamza. Waw is just the base. Maqa'ida. Qaf has a heavy sound. Qa'ida. Lil qital. Qila tells you?
Better to stop.
Stopping expert. Good job. Better to stop, but you still can continue. Wallahu. Wow has a fatha. The letter lam in the word Allah will be pronounced heavily. Since we have a fatha sound before. Wallahu sami'un alim. Tanween plus ayn ayn matches.
Throat letters.
Good job. The rule idhar is applied. Wallahu sami'un alim. That's it from this for this ayah. If hammat mi mushaddad, stretch it for two counts. Hammat. Ta. Aha, look, look.
Here was your rule.
Aha. Ta plus ta. Do you see? Ta, ta. So these are yes. Identical letters. Kind of the same letters, similar letters. So you skip.
The first.
Ah, you merge them actually. Idgham. Idh hammat ta. It means you don't read the ta. Instead, you double the ta. Hammat ta ifatani. Ta has a heavy sound. The mad is also wajib. You should stretch it for 4, 5, 6 counts. Minkum, minkum, nun sakin kaf, ikhfa, hide the sound of nun, minkum. Antafshala, again, antafshala,
ikhfa,
hide the sound of nun. Wallahu waliyuhuma, pronounce the word Allah as with a full mouth. Wallahu waliyuhuma, qila, as Hassan said, it's better to stop, but you still can continue. Wa ala Allahi fal. يتوكل المؤمنون. There is no other important point. So 1 minute to finish. We'll practice inshallah the recitation. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال.
وإذ غدوت من أهلك تبوئ المؤمنين مقاعد للقتال.
والله سميع عليم.
والله سميع عليم.
إذ همت الطائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما.
إذ همت طائفتان منكم أن تفشلا والله وليهما.
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. That's from us for today. And thank you so much for being with us, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining us. Inshallah, we really recommend you stay with IRB English Radio every day, inshallah, with the Quranic session. We are at your services. Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir, thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان